Good morning. We're going to call the Government Operations Election Policy Committee meeting to order. I'd like to have a motion on the minutes.
Mr. Chair, I'll move the minutes from our previous meeting.
Representative O'Driscoll moves the minutes from March 25th. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Minutes are adopted. Welcome back to the committee, Representative Pearson. I have House File 1714. I'll go ahead and move your House file to the General Register.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, members. House File 1714 really extends some of the task force expiration dates on some projects that are moving forward very well and doing great work, and actually discontinuing the expiration of another committee. And I will just go over those swiftly and briefly for you, and I do have people around that can answer questions as well if needed. But the e-health advisory committee, clearly e-health is something that continues to it has had some great growth and improvement, but it's something that continues to need to be managed and viewed, and so these advisory committees are made up of experts within the fields of various levels and work together and coordinate some of the activities for the state of Minnesota. We're looking to extend that expiration date from this June out to June of 2021. Then the Council Administration for Trauma, that advisory council is also set to expire here in June of 2015. We are looking to extend that to June 20th of 2025. Again, this advisory committee works with folks that are in emergency trauma services, medical services, orthopedic surgery, family medicine, emergency medicine of various levels. There's 15 members to this advisory council, and again, we anticipate that the need for coordinating and making sure that triage, transport, and inter-hospital transfers are continuing to be coordinated efficiently, and designating hospitals as trauma centers. All this work is vital to what actually makes up of 30% of the deaths in the state of Minnesota are caused by trauma, car accidents and other severe traumatic accidents. So this is something that's clearly an area that will continue. And one area that we don't anticipate will discontinue anytime soon is the Maternal and Child Health Advisory Task Force. We anticipate that people will continue having children, and so this one is the one where we ask that it does not expire. I don't know of a public policy push to make any changes in that regard, but at this point we anticipate that people will still have children, and so that there's actually five members from various groups, the Maternal Child Health Consumers, community health boards, which I believe includes our counties, and then also the Maternal and Child Health Advisory Council is made up of five professionals that work within Maternal and Child Health Advisory as well. So that one we're looking to have no expiration date. Oh, yeah. And one of the things that was added on the Senate side, and we amended this in a previous committee, was adding the stillbirth review, which is work that aforementioned Commission on the Maternal and Child Health Advisory Task Force has agreed to take on that work, and through discussions with the Minnesota Department of Health, that's something that we're having added to their role. So with that, I would take any questions or add any information as needed.
Thank you, Representative Pearson. Did you have any testifiers today?
Again, I have people in the audience that can answer questions, but this is an existing program. It's doing great work. And other than adding the stillbirth review, which seems to be very non-controversial and has moved forward in the Senate, I would think that we can save you some time here this morning.
Thank you, Representative Pearson. Representative Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Representative Pearson, I like the fact that for most of these that we're just extending it out because having a expiration date in on these committees and councils gives us a chance to review them to make sure that they're still performing the tasks that they're supposed to do. And as far as the one that you're not no longer going to expire, I have some concerns about that. I know at one point that was one of the reasons they set up the Sunset Commission, and one of the reasons they got rid of the Sunset Commission is we put expiration dates on these things that we reviewed them as time goes by. I agree that we're going to continue to have children and people, and it's needed to be ongoing, but we should have some sort of expiration date put in there, at least in my opinion, so that we can review them as time goes by. But otherwise, Mr. Chair, it's just raising that as a point because I know some people like to have things expire so that we can review them and make sure that they are continuing to do the work they're supposed to do.
That's a good point. Thank you, Representative Nelson. Any other member questions or discussion? Representative O'Driscoll.
Do I hear, Mr. Chair, that Representative Nelson might be open to the Sunset Commission in a slightly modified form? I'm excited.
Representative O'Driscoll, I think we have talked that one to death.
Mr. Chair,
Representative Nelson.
No, because we do this, as I was pointing out, because there's expiration dates on these, we do this as a normal basis as part of our job as legislators.
Any final member questions? Seeing none, Representative Pearson renews his motion, I will renew my motion for Representative Pearson. The House File 1714 be referred to the General Register. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion prevails.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, members of the committee.
Chair Hoppe, we have the distinct pleasure of having two bills of yours today. Which one would you prefer to do first?
Why don't we do 1568 first, Mr. Chair?
All right. I will move House File 1568 to be referred to HHS Finance. Chair Hoppe, to your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. It's a relatively simple, non-controversial bill. I'm not aware of anybody that's opposed to it. And I've got Ms. Abderholden here who can tell you what it does and why we're doing it.
Thank you. Welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members, Sue Abderholden, Executive Director of NAMI Minnesota, National Alliance on Mental Illness. This came out of a task force and originally out of the Office of Legislator Auditor's report looking at indeterminate commitment of people who are committed as mentally ill and dangerous. So first, it just makes sure that everyone will get reviewed every 3 years. Right now, it's just upon request. And then the second thing that the task force wanted to have done is for the special review board to actually look at why people aren't progressing. So if they deny a petition, look at why they're not progressing in their treatment, and then put together a summary at the end of every year saying kind of what those issues were, what the barriers were, and recommendations to make sure that people are moving ahead in their treatment. The average length of stay at St. Peter is about 8 to 10 years. So we really do want to make sure that people are progressing in their treatment plans. And I will mention that the task force had over 30 people, including attorneys, commitment defense attorneys, people from St. Peter, just a wide range of people.
Thank you, Ms. Abderholden, for your testimony. Any member questions? Representative Rumbeck.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Ms. Abderholden, you referenced the treatment plan. I mean, are you familiar with it? Do you oversee it? I mean, do you get involved discussing it? Is it, a plan that should have positive outcomes?
Ms. Abderholden.
Mr. Chairman, Representative, it should have positive outcomes. It may relate to medication, it may relate to therapy, occupational therapy, all sorts of things like that. And when the special review board reviews the case of the person, they're looking to see how well they're doing, and the treatment plan would be a part of that.
Okay. Thank you.
Representative Romek, thank you. Any other member questions or discussion? Seeing none, Chair Hoppe, final words.
I appreciate your support and your attention and time this morning.
With that, I'll renew my motion. The House File 1568 be referred to HHS Finance. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion prevails.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members.
Next up, Chair Hoppe, I will move House File 1979, and I have here that this can go to the General Register.
I believe that is correct, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair and members, thank you. This is the Task Force on No-Fault Auto Insurance Issues. It is starting a task force that is going to be meeting Well, I'm not sure if it spells out how often it meets. Well, it's going to meet and try to see if we can update and modernize the no-fault statutes in the state. And as you can see, it's a pretty broad collection. I think we're up to 19 different people that are going to be on the task force.
Thank you, Chair Hoppe. Was there anyone in the audience that wishes to testify on this bill?
Mr. Chair, I think there are people in the audience to testify if I say anything incorrect, but other than that, I think they're just here to answer questions.
Any member questions or discussion? Seeing none. Chair Hoppe.
Thank you for your time, your attention, and your support.
Thank you. With that, I'll renew my motion that House File 1979 be referred to the General Register. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion prevails.
Thank you,
Chair
Mr.
Hoppe.
Thank you, Chair members.
Representative Vogel.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Welcome to the committee, Representative Vogel. I'll go ahead and move House File 1541 to the General Register.
Okay, and Mr. Chair, there's also an author's amendment.
So the A1, Representative Vogel?
Yes.
I'll go ahead and move the A1 as an author's amendment. Any discussion to put the bill in the shape the author wishes? Seeing none, all in favor of the A1, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion prevails. Representative Vogel, to your bill as amended.
Thank you. First, anybody, lest they forget that I'm a freshman, the treats are being provided so that you will be sweetened up for my first presentation here.
Thank you, Representative Vogel.
A rather straightforward bill. It allows the Cedar Lake Area Water and Sanitary Sewer District extra time to file a certificate of approval of a 2014 special law for the district that was enacted in the 2014 omnibus tax bill. If the certificate is filed by June 30th, 2015, the special law is effective retroactive to May 21st, 2014. And I have with me Township Supervisor Mays to speak to the issue itself so that you can have a little detail.
Good morning, sir. Welcome to the committee. If you would just introduce yourself for the record, let us know who you represent.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair and committee members. My name is Terry Mays, Supervisor for Helena Township, Scott County. Basically what this amounts to is we had a subordinate sewer district that we wanted to eliminate, tie into the Cedar Lake Sewer District.
Good.
The bill passed last May. We did not know there was a stipulation that a certificate had to be filed with the Secretary of State. In talking to the attorneys with the Secretary of State, they said there's no precedent other than coming back to you and requesting a bill be passed to extend the filing date and also the amendment to be added now. I think that's as much as I can add briefly.
Thank you for your testimony, Mr. Mays. Move into member discussion. Representative Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and Representative Vogel. I'm glad you hold up the tradition. Representative Pearson was here for a second time, and he didn't bring treats the first time, and he didn't bring treats this time. He should be reminded of that. But anyway, this is a good bill. Having carried one similar to this, something that should have been done. I fully support the bill, and we should go forward with it.
Thank you, Representative Nelson. Any other member questions or discussion? Representative Albright.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I just want to remind the committee members of where the residence for the treats is coming from. It's probably one of the finest moments in Scott County history. So I'm proud to support this bill. I just have one question for the author, and that would pertain to the certification process. Is this just one time, or is this an annual effect that needs to be required of the township?
Mr. Mays or Representative Vogel?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Vogel.
Representative Albright. This would be a one-time thing. It was just an oversight base, or misunderstanding more so, of what process had to be when the original legislation was done. So once this is completed, it should be able to continue its service as it's done in the past.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any other member questions or discussion? Seeing none, any closing comments, Representative Vogel?
No. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
With that, members, I'll renew my motion that House File 1541 be referred to the General Register as amended. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion prevails. Thank you, Representative Vogel. Representative Zerwas. Representative Zerwas, welcome back to the Government Operations Committee.
Mr. Chair and members.
I'm be happy to move your House File 1151 to HHS Finance.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members.
You have an author's amendment in there?
There's an A1 author's amendment, Mr. Chair, that was filed well in advance of this committee's very strict deadline. However, I'm not going to offer that amendment today. I just want to make sure that you knew it was here on time. Like every
duly noted for the record, Representative Zerwas.
Mr. Chair and members, House File 1151 is an MA dental reform bill. As many of you may know, Minnesota, where we're a healthcare leader in nearly every other area, we're sadly at the very bottom as far as MA dental reimbursement rates. Our reimbursement rates average around 27 to 30 cents on the dollar, which leads directly to a pretty grueling provider shortage, especially in greater Minnesota, and this bill aims to address that. Quite honestly, I think there are a few. There's a working task force in a work group that might be in the purview of this committee, Mr. Chair. At this point, looking at targets, my goal is to get this to HHS Finance and see what and if anything we can do.
Thank you, Representative Zerwas. Did you have any testifiers today?
Well, in respect to your time and it being deadline week and the fact that I have bills upstairs, we have people standing by if members have questions, but I don't want to take up too much of your time.
Perfect. We like that arrangement. Representative Mullery.
Oh, good.
Mr. Chair, I see so much of Zerwas at the table. I'm just wondering, does he have over 300 bills this year?
Mr. Chair, members, I'm just trying to do my part to make it a better Minnesota.
Representative Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And a serious question. The A1 amendment, is it your intention to put that on in HHS finances, or are you just trying to try and see what they can do? I guess that's the question.
Yep.
Representative Zerwas.
Mr. Chair and members, the A1 amendment was actually a drafting error on my part. I do not intend to add it in HHS finance, and I decided to submit it just so I could show that I can and continue to meet deadline requirements for this committee.
So, Representative Zerwas, this was, you had this drafted in error?
I had it drafted. It was my error. And I figured, why not just submit it?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any other member questions or comments?
No. Just doing my part, sir.
Seeing none. I'll renew my motion that House File 1151 be referred to HHS Finance. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The chair is in doubt. Motion prevails.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, members.
Have a good one. Next up, House File 1359, Representative Anzels. Sorry, Representative Anzels. Unfortunately, you have to follow Representative Zerwas. Or maybe fortunately.
Tough job.
And, yeah. I'll go ahead and move House File 1359. I have State Government Finance. So we'll move 1359 to State Government Finance.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. I'm joined here at the witness table by Mr. Lawrence Solberg, who represents One of the counties involved in this legislation, Itasca County. This is a repealer of some legislation that was enacted in 1914. Needless to say, it's archaic and no longer necessary. And it pertains to about 16 counties in the state, most of whom are in extreme northern Minnesota, who have unorganized territories. And the statute that was created in 1914 requires those counties to appoint an assessor and an overseer of roads, two positions that, of course, in today's modern age are performed by county personnel for unorganized territories. Those positions are no longer needed. And as some of you may know, to show you how archaic this is, the people appointed were to be paid no more than $4 a day for performing their duties. So that's the bill, and stand for questions.
Thank you, Representative Anzels. Former Representative Silver, good to see you here today.
Oh, Mr. Chair, it's great to be here, always. Representative Anzels did a good job of explaining the bill. I don't know, Mr. Chair, if there's any financial implications to this at all. In the Senate, I don't want to tell you what to do with the path of the bill, but they did put it on the floor, but it's up to you.
Representative Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and Representative Anzelk and former Representative Solberg. You're taking away my retirement job. I was planning on going up to Cass County and applying for that job of overseer. And anyway, in all seriousness, it sounds...
I did.
I would think that possibly that Chair Anderson may want to see it because we're eliminating dollar repealer. They're eliminating dollars and fees, so that could be why she wants to see it.
Thank you, Representative Nelson. We did just check. They did request it. So
yeah, that's fine.
You know, Representative Anzels, if you want to talk to her and see, I mean, whatever. But I think that'll be the motion
okay.
today.
Okay. Sure.
Representative Albright.
I'll pass.
Any other member questions or discussion? Seeing none, I'll renew my motion. The House File 1359 be referred to State Government Finance. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion prevails.
Chairman,
thank you, gentlemen. Good to see you both.
Thank you and your staff.
Thank you.
Appreciate
thank
that.
You very much, members, and have a nice Easter break.
Yes.
Thank you. You too. Representative Dill. Welcome to the committee, Representative Dill. I have House File 586. And I'll make a motion that House File 586 be referred to Job Growth and Energy Affordability.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members. I have an amendment. I think you have a 24-hour rule. It isn't critical. The amendment goes on. It's technical in nature, in my opinion. How would you like to handle that, Chair Sanders? Obviously, I wasn't able to file it within the 24-hour deadline. And honestly, if it makes any heartburn, we'll just leave it.
Representative Dill, do you have a copy of the amendment? I don't have one.
I have the whole thing.
Bring it up here. I'm happy to take a look. And I don't know if Representative Nelson, do you have a copy?
I don't have a copy either.
Do you have one that Representative Nelson could see as well?
Over here. Sorry.
You walked right by me.
Okay. And here's some of your PA. And again, the chairman told me about it. Mr. Chairman, the language in the amendment
Dill.
Would match up to the Senate bill perfectly. And again, if the bill progresses, we can take care of it later.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Nelson.
Having worked in the public housing sector, I think this language mirrors what public housing statutes, I think HUD statutes, how they define elderly think this is more current. I would accept the amendment. I think it's not going to drastically change the bill.
Thank you, Representative Nelson. We'll have Representative Nelson move the A15 amendment. Any further comments on the A15?
No, Mr. Chair.
Any member questions or discussion to the A15?
Mr. Chair, why don't we wait until everyone sees and gets passed?
Perfect.
Up.
Mr. Chair?
Representative Rumbach.
If I could ask just a question of Representative Dill. So is this common? I mean, Tofte is a very small town, I think. Is this a common need for small towns in your area?
Representative Dill.
Chairman, Representative Rumbach, are you talking about the bill or the amendment?
Well, I'm actually talking about having low and moderate income housing projects that the city needs to operate.
And
Representative Dill.
Could we, if it pleases the committee, could we first deal with the amendment, and then that's really a bill question if we could.
Perfect. We can do that. We'll come back to you, Representative Runbeck. Any questions of the A15?
It's okay.
Any member questions at all? Seeing none, Representative Nelson moves the A15. All in favor of the A15 to put the bill in the shape the author wishes, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The A15 is adopted. Representative Dill, to your bill as amended.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you for your indulgence on that amendment. It'll just make it simpler down the road. And to the Runbeck question, if I can answer the Runbeck question at this time. Representative Runbeck, you know, I serve on the Greater Minnesota Housing Committee, and we spend immense amounts of time dealing with rural housing and how to figure out how to combine workforce housing with low and moderate and market rate income. And so the answer to your question is actually yes. However, this is a different set of circumstances. Cook County, as you know, is, and so basically I'm going to explain the bill to answer your question. If you'll give me that indulgence. Cook County, a county of 5,000 people in a geographic area of massive, up at the very tip of the Arrowhead with Grand Portage on one end and even down almost to two harbors on the other end, and to the north the Canadian border bordering the entire county, has a EDA in Cook County that serves as the HRA for the whole county. But the EDA and its bonding authority has been consumed because of special projects they've done, one of which is significant in the sense that they bonded to improve the Superior National Golf Course in the county and pledged bonding authority for that, and they're not in a position, the EDA that serves as the county HRA, to take up such a project. Now, the housing in Tofte is very much needed because you have major developments in Tofte that require major amounts of housing to house workers and owners and people like that. And you're talking about very small little microcosms of areas of employment that have tremendous inputs of guests in a short period of time. And so by giving the township of Tofte the authority to serve as their own HRA, then they are able to use either general obligation abatement bonds or housing revenue bonds to go ahead with the project. Now, the good part of this project is that when they build the housing, and it will be done, and they're asking for no state money of any kind, this will be totally a local project, so there's no fiscal note on this of any kind to the state. When they do this project and they move forward with this project and they're ready to do this project, that will then open up homes that exist in the community so that other people can move into those while people move into this housing that's being built. And so it's kind of a, now we don't use this very often in the Environment Committee where I serve, but a win-win. Okay, I used it. I used it. Go ahead. So that's you asked the key question, and yes, the answer is yes. This is very, the housing problem is massive all over the state. This is an ability for this township to do the work that they need. The community has gone through the abatement process, meaning the township of Tofte. They've had no adversarial comments or any type of information that's been presented like that in the township, and they're ready to go forward. We have Ms. Larson here, a township supervisor. If you had any questions for them, they have come down from up in northern Minnesota to answer any questions. I'll stand for questions. Ms. Larson will stand for questions.
Representative Wood, since she made the trip, would Ms. Larson like to come to the table to testify at all?
Yeah, I can tell you that I know that her driving here, it takes longer than from International Falls to Iowa.
Wow. Well, welcome to the committee.
You know, that I drive the trip, I get an hour and a half break. I go from International Falls area to here, and that's an hour and a half shorter than what Ms. Larson has to have to come down to be before you today.
Wow. Yes. Well, Ms. Larson, thank you so much for being here. Normally, we only let testifiers have about 2 minutes, but since you made such a long trip, we'll give you three. I'm just kidding. Take as long as you want.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and committee. I'm pleased to be here. I did have to get up at 5 o'clock this morning and hit the road at 6 to make sure I was here in time. And it was snowing when I left. Anyways, my name is Jeannie Larson. I am a Tofty Township Supervisor, and I'm also the appointed Senior Project Manager for our Senior Housing Project. just as a big picture overview, this project's been in the works since 2005 when we completed our comprehensive plan that went through 2015. We have worked diligently on it starting in 2011. We've done our market survey that was funded through the Lakeland a foundation that I just spoke to yesterday. We received IRRRB money for about $350,000 for the infrastructure, and we are ready to break ground on this as soon as the frost lifts. And we're on schedule. We're going through the process of permits and bid documents right now, and we really would like to have this amended for our town. I have tried various ways to find an owner and manager of this, to have this authority since last year. And as Representative Dill stated, our EDA, HRA just cannot take this on. They don't have the staff or the money. I approached One Roof Housing down in Duluth. It's not really within their mission. So that didn't work. And so this would be really, really helpful to us, and it would minimize costs, because our goal is to have these rental units, our twin patio homes, at $950 a month, which is consistent with our market survey that we conducted. We do have an aging population up there. There's no place for them to go other than maybe Grand Marais, which is 25 miles away, or Silver Bay, which is another 25 miles the other direction. So this is really for what we would consider the west end of our community, of this big county. So I think that might cover it. If you have any other questions, I'd be happy to take them.
Thank you, Ms. Larson, very much for traveling here to be with us and for your testimony. We value it. Thank you. Representative Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Ms. Larson, what size, how many units are you planning on building in this development?
Ms. Larson.
Mr. Chair, in answer to that question, through the market survey that we conducted in 2011, we found that 12 units or 6 twin patio homes would meet the market need. But the township does own the property that this is going to be built on, 35 acres roughly. So there's always room to build more.
Representative Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just want to know the scope of the size of the project.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you, Representative Nelson. Representative Runbeck.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I just thought maybe, Representative Nelson, this might be another idea for your retirement retirement job.
Representative Tice.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Representative Dill. I think I'm not really sure how I feel about having elderly struck out and 55 put in. I just really never thought that I was elderly. But on the same time, I'm glad to have the opportunity to perhaps look at some property.
Representative Chairman, I resemble that remark. And the one other thing I want to mention about this, they have engaged a very high-profile financial analyst up in the northeastern part of in Duluth to do the work of the finances. And you know, the devil is always in the details on these projects. Anything can always go wrong. You know that. I mean, we're an example of things that go wrong, unintended consequences, and the things that we don't see, and that's the reason for the committees. But at this point, the township is, based on the financial performer for this project, is not at risk of actually ponying up, paying any of their levy or assessing extra levies, because the performer for the project will pay for the debt service. And so maybe this is really a win-win-win. In the kind of terms of winning. So thank you very much for this hearing today.
Any final member questions or discussion? Seeing none, I'll renew my motion that House File 586 be referred to Job Growth and Energy Affordability as amended. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Thank you.
Motion prevails. With that, members, we have completed our agenda. We've completed our agenda through the second deadline. I want to thank everyone for their extremely hard work. I think we made a lot of progress. We might have a couple more hearings. We will probably have a couple more hearings. We don't have dates on those yet. The pension bill will have to come before us, and most likely campaign finance board appointments will also come before us. So as soon as we hear anything on that, we will let you all know. But I want to thank our CA, Amanda Tinsley, for all of her hard work, our CLA, Nolan West, for all of his hard work, both researchers, Mr. Geldman, Ms. Loesch, for all of your hard work in keeping us in line and providing us with great information, as well as our House research analysts as well, Ms. Dyson, Mr. Gehring, Mr. Shepard. Really couldn't do it without you guys. And our page, James, if you'd kind of stand up and give everyone a wave, a tremendous amount of work. Thank you all. Any final questions before we adjourn? Representative Pugh.
Yes, and I would like to thank our chair for running a fantastic committee and running a tight ship. It's been a pleasure to serve as vice chair.
Thank you. Thank you all. With that, everyone, we are adjourned. Have a great break.